this informational item on county trunk highways.
From the Director Department of Transportation, submitting an informational report regarding the county trunk highway improvement map and list. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Ms. Roberts.
All right. I'm Faye Roberts with the Department of Transportation and Public Works.
And I'm Andrea Weddle Henning. I'm the resident contract manager of transportation services in the Department of Transportation and Public and Transportation. Department of Transportation. Change that.
The item is an informational report.
It's an informational report. One of the initiatives that our new director, Frank Fusilaki, has is for us to be more informative to the public and also to the county exec, to the county board, so that we can get information out better. So what we're trying to do this year is start developing different items, such as the map that you see before you, to kind of clarify what the DOT transportation services, what our highways are, what our traffic signal areas are, because a lot of times there's so many roads out there, a lot of people don't know which one's state, which one's county, which one's city. So we want to try to bring forward at least more information, and as you know, pictures say 1,000 words, and we just wanted to start doing that now. There'll be more things forthcoming, more information, but what we'd like to do is put a lot of these new initiatives on the actual website that we have so that we can continue to start steering a lot of our constituents and others, governmental agencies that want to know what type of projects we have going on, what the status of those projects are, what we are responsible for. So that's what we're trying to do, and we just wanted to share that with you so you can give us some input on whether you guys would like to see this before we actually put it on the internet or on our website for input prior to, or if you would like to just know, you know, the progress of certain things that we're doing. But again, this is about awareness, this is about communication, and in 2012, that's our initiative to do a better job of doing that.
Thank you. Supervisor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the report and getting information out ahead of time rather than us being surprised about different construction projects that are going on within our district, because actually a couple of these projects overlap my district, Good Hope Road and Mill Road, Tatonia. And one of the questions I have, and it may or may not be appropriate, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway, but on Good Hope Road, on 55th Street, I'm curious to know if we can look at getting a stoplight there and do a study.
Okay.
Because I've had neighbors complain about the traffic flow that happens during the rush hour in the morning and in the evening. And so, and it is a great concern to me because I live in that area, so I know exactly what they're talking about. I've experienced it myself in the morning, and so I would just want to put that on the agenda and ask you to do a study of that area, and that's just 55th and Good Hope right by Elks Lodge,
yes,
and, you know, look into that. Another project I would like to throw out there, we may or may not do this, but just throwing it out there, I've had neighbors complain about sidewalks because we have grass area where people have to walk to the bus to get to 60th Street, or either going to 43rd Street or just getting to the bus stop period on that Good Hope Road strip, that we can possibly look at pavement in the area, putting some pavement down. So.
Yeah, I appreciate those, Supervisor Harris, and we'll look into those for you. You know, there's different parameters that we have to go through with our studies, so and we have to follow by, you know, certain rules and regulations, but I'll take these back and have our staff investigate them for you.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
Mr. Chair. Thank you. Mr. Buzlaki, you had a comment on Supervisor Harris's questions?
Well, I would like to say this for all the supervisors. That, you know, the reason that we're doing this is really to keep the board informed so that so that your constituents, you can tell them whether or not, you know, there's a project in the future, and if you think, well, is there a way that we can move it up, we can plan accordingly. This is what we're going to do, and we're going to do more of this with the entire board. Okay.
All right. Thank you. We had Supervisor Haas and Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I too am grateful to receive this map. I appreciate getting the big picture views and a lot of the ground level views as well. One thing that stood out to me was that I've not measured this. I don't have the numbers to say, but it appears that we have a majority of the areas in red, the bright red areas, which are the worst quality, actually in the southern portions of the county. Mm-hmm. I know I've heard people in Oak Creek grousing about the roads there, county highways. And one very direct interest to me is East Layton Avenue, mm-hmm. Between Howell and 794. That, of course, is one of the avenues through which people come into Milwaukee. It's their first introduction to Milwaukee, and they get try to go over there. It's like, what the heck is driving over? There's a washboard going under your car there. And that's just those people. But the people that live there have to deal with this, too. They have semis full of cargo going down the street, and they thunder as they pass over the bumps in the road, and it's been that way for years. In fact, I heard about it before I was sitting here, before I was on the county board. I'd heard about it. My father-in-law says, what the heck is that? East Layton Avenue? And I said, well, we'll look into that. And now I'm here. So I ask you, dear ladies, Director Busilaki, let's do something about this. This needs to be a priority. It is of direct interest to the residents there that are woken up at night by the thunderstorm that pass down the street. So I think you understand the urgency I've expressed. I'm grateful for that, too. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Haas. We're working on a 5-10-year plan, and we will definitely take the washboard into consideration and do the best that we can. And we'll share that with you. And of course, as you know, we are really funding is just so hard right now to get. So we're doing the best we can to obtain as much funding as possible where we can get a good match. And we're hoping that we can look at, and a lot of times you want to reconstruct the road, but it might be better money-wise to just rehab it until you can reconstruct it, you know, to save money. So we're trying to throw different things out there with our 5-year plan to make sure that we do take care of things over a number of years so that we're prepared and people, you know, have a good product.
Thank you. Supervisor Rakowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it needs to be said because I know that we've got a new director, and I know that Faye's been with us a long time, and Andrea. But for my new colleagues, I've been down here long enough, and there are a lot of roads that need help. And you can scream and shout and go to the mat all you want, and you can even get it put on paper that it's going to be, you know, conceptualized in 12 and construction in 14 and that kind of thing. And then out of their control, totally out of their control, the DOT basically throws in their 2 cents, takes money away, and it makes all of us, in essence, when we have to respond to our constituents who have thought, finally, 2012, 2013, we're going to get this done. And then all of a sudden, the state says, you know what, no funding until 2016. So I appreciate, you know, the updates that the department wants to give us, but I think that they need to be accepted with that understanding that they're only as good as the information that they get. And as a guy that's been around a while and has fought a lot of different wars, get used to it because, you know, me and Yogi Berra said it's never over until it's over.
Director Busilaki, you have a comment for Supervisor Borkowski?
Well, I appreciate his comment because, I really think he's right on the mark. But I do want the supervisors to know that what we are doing and what I am doing and going to continue to do is talk to the state DOT, but more than that, on the federal level. And this is something that in the future I would like to really come in here and talk to you about what's going on the federal level. If you follow anything that's happening in the United States these days, Congress can't get anything done. But unfortunately, that's affecting us because currently I believe the highway bill, which is what where we get a lot of this money from, it's a six-year bill, and it's going to be on probably its eighth or ninth continuing resolution, which means the funding level hasn't changed. And they were supposedly close to getting something worked out, which was a hideous bill, to say the least, has now been sidetracked, and they're probably back to square one. My point is, what the supervisor is saying is true, but what I need to do and what I'm going to do is, on a federal level, I really need to stand up for the county. The six-year bill needs to be much, much larger. This is where our funding comes. What's going on, and I guess I would like to come in here with an informational report, maybe in May, just to give you an idea of what is happening on the national level and how it's filtering down to affect all the locals, all local governments, because our roads, our infrastructure in this country is in terrible shape, and every day it gets worse, and yet there's no urgency on the part of Congress to fix this. And I need, you need to know, because you need to go back to your constituents, because when they say, why is there a washboard in front of my house, you can say, well, we're working on it, and we're setting up these priorities, but our funding is shrinking. So in the future, I'd like to come in. I'd like to just take a few minutes to explain where we are with this, because, and I'm not making excuses. If we get the funds, I'll tell you what, we'll find a way to get the job done. And we will, because I'm a builder. That's what I've done my whole life. But we need to understand that we're at a disadvantage here.
Thank you, Mr. Buzalaki, and we will definitely take up your offer to have an informational report on our agenda, and I'm sure it will be very enlightening to the committee and to the general public. Supervisor Mayo, you want to make a comment?
My comment, I'm happy to see this report. I'm happy that they are trying to be a fresh start. But I want to make sure that when you bring your report, you understand that we also need the funding source. Sure. We also need to know, if you change the scope of plan, mm-hmm. that we know where the funding is coming from and where the funding is going. Mm-hmm. Because your next item, I will have, I will keep you in the seat because that was a number of questions.
Okay. any other questions from committee? Just one final comment, and I think it's clear. We would like to repave every road in Milwaukee County, whether Milwaukee County owns it or the municipality owns it. But when the state of Wisconsin cuts funding for local road aids, when you have obstructionists in the United States Congress that don't want to do a transportation bill, the result is you get a pothole, you get a washboard, you get a deteriorating road system and transit system, not only in Milwaukee County, but from around the country. That being said, we will now go back to, thank you for your report. We will go back to item 20.